Welcome to the third episode of For When Forensics Fail, the podcast where we explore various applications of behavioral analysis to different aspects of crime. In this episode, we will be talking about the key indicators of lying and deception. There is a common myth that indicators of lying can be seen when people avoid eye contact, touch their face, groom themselves, or fidget. Although all of these can be potential indicators of lying, there is no universal indicator of deception. Criminal profilers, in addition to creating a profile, study, teach, consult on, and conduct investigative interviews. There are two main types of investigative interviews, non-confrontational and interrogation. In order to reach their main goal, which is getting the factually correct information, criminal profilers take use of deception detection, taking a holistic approach by looking at many different types of indicators and deception. Three main types of deception indicators are fight or flight, cognitive complexity, and perception management. The fight or flight response is a physiological reaction that occurs in response to a perceived harmful event, attack, or threat to survival. According to this concept, someone that is being deceptive will be under stress, with, of course, exceptions. Some examples of these include decrease in salivation, which will cause the offender to ask for water and swallow deeply, increased heart rate, increased adrenaline into their hands and legs, which causes fidgeting. Our primitive brain is telling us either to stand and fight or run away from the situation, so it provides extra energy to our limbs. The concept of cognitive complexity is that when people lie, they try to keep it as simple as possible. Most lies will only include two senses, hearing and seeing. Former FBI agent Jim Clemente likes to use the analogy of rings on an onion when you cut it in half. Typically, liars will only have the first and second ring, like where they were that day or what they were watching on TV. However, if you ask them detailed questions like, what did they do, or who won the football game, typically that is when it will fall apart. Also, if a co-defendant gives a different answer, the fact that they are lying really stands out. Perception management is when the suspect behaves in a way that they think the interrogators will think that they aren't guilty. For example, the suspect might believe that fidgeting is an indicator of lying, so they will be extremely still during the whole interview. However, there may have been other interviews before that where their normal body language included fidgeting. There was also verbal, nonverbal, and non-linguistic verbal communication. Verbal indications of deception can include the use of words such as like, sort of, almost, and kind of. It shows that the teller doesn't have confidence in what they're saying. For example, if someone says, I kind of checked my emails, or I sort of did my homework. This indicates that the person did not finish the task they claim to have done. Nonverbal indicators of deception are changes in body movements and actions during the interview. Someone who is answering all of the questions directly, looking at you, and sitting relatively still might all of a sudden start getting fidgety and show grooming gestures when they are under the stress of lying. Non-linguistic verbal indicators of deception include increases in pace of talking, increase or decrease in volume of their voice, and change in pitch. The main goal of looking for these indicators is to then find the areas where you want to go deeper and ask more questions in a way that undermines or contradicts what they said earlier. Thank you for listening to the For When Forensics Fail podcast. For episode transcripts and resources, visit our Notion page, which can be found in the podcast description box of whatever platform you are listening on. Signing off!